Umbofu futhi ukukhuthazwa indlela iqembu lakhe elidlale ngayo ngemva kokuzilolonga kwensuku ezingengayi phezu kwalokho lilabadlali abambalwa abatsha.
Sonke isikhathi nxa sidlala leqembu le-Dynamos umdlalo wakhona uyabe ungekho lula, kodwa ngijabuliswe yindlela ebesenelisa ukugcina ngayo ibhola siphaselana. Siphakathi kokulungiselela imidlalo yalonyaka, njalo sizakhuphula izinga kulivikezayo lapho sizagxila ezintweni ezibalisa indlela esifuna ukudlala ngayo njengeqembu. Ngalokhu engikubone emdlalweni wethu leqembu le-Dynamos, ngiyakholwa ukuba bazathi nxa sebeqinile abafana laba batshaye eziwayo.
Iqembu le-Dynamos yilo eliphakamise inkezo ye-Independence ngemva kokunqoba ele-Highlanders nge-2-0, kodwa umqeqeshi walo uTony Rayindiraya uvumelane lompofu ukuba iqembu le-Highlanders lidlale kuhle kakhulu.
A good show, good entertaining football from both teams. I thought Highlanders were...
Ubuchaza umdlalo njalo mabili amaqembu adlale ngendlela ethokozise izibukeli. Ngombono wami iqembu le-Highlanders lidlale kuhle kakhulu imini yonke, kodwa umehluko kube yikuthi thina sibe lethamsanqa elokuhlohla kabili.
Impumelelo yomdlalo wenkezo ye-Independence ichiye iqembu le-Dynamos liphakamise kathoba munye linkezo ukuthi ele-Highlanders liphakamise kathoba munembili. Umdlalo lo ubungowakuqala selokhu uhulumende ephe imvumo yokuba kuqhutshwe ezemidlalo elizweni. Ezemidlalo bezimiswe nyakenye kuyindlela yokuvika yela uzulu emkhuhlaneni we-COVID-19. Imidlalo ye-Premier Soccer League yona ihlelwe ukuba iqale ngenyanga kaNkwenkwezi. Ngimele i-Studio 7 ngobulawayo, ngingu-Joseph Njanjini.